Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. Most people here in the Humboldt Bay region don't know what our most dangerous weather hazards are. It's not their fault, though, and I'll explain why in a moment. Nationwide, on average, hurricanes are one of the top three most deadly weather hazards. Here in Humboldt County, however, we can't get hurricanes because our ocean water is way, way too cold. So hurricanes are not an issue for us. Tornadoes are another top three hazard in the U.S., and we do get tornadoes in Humboldt, but the chances are very low for us to get a tornado strong enough to be a major threat. In fact, in all of our recorded weather history in the area, we have only had a couple of very small tornadoes that came in off the ocean and quickly died out. Similarly, we do get lightning locally, especially in the interior of Humboldt County, but we have no records of a person being struck by lightning. This is probably because we get a lot less lightning compared to other parts of the nation, and because much of our lightning happens in the interior mountains where there aren't very many people. In fact, this region has just about the lowest amount of lightning in the nation. Florida, on the other corner of the nation, has the highest amount of lightning, and it occurs in populated areas. Nationwide, the number one killer is often heat. I know it's not intuitive, but high temperatures are deadly when they stretch on for days and nights with no cooler periods to allow people to recover. Needless to say, this is not an issue for Humboldt Bay region. So, if none of these hazards are an issue for our region, what is our number one killer? Well, it kind of depends, which is why I don't blame folks for not knowing. You see, we have some hazards in this region that kill a few people every year, year in and year out. And then we have other hazards that don't happen for decades, but when they do, they can kill a lot of people. But no matter how you look at it, year in and year out, we lose more people to sneaker waves than all other weather hazards combined. Historically, our most serious hazard that happens infrequently has been river flooding and tsunamis. In fact, broadening the scope out a little bit just to include Del Norte County, in March of 1964, we lost 11 to a tsunami that was caused by an earthquake in Alaska, and in December of that same year, we lost 29 people to the Great Christmas Flood. More recently, we've seen wildland fires become more deadly for a variety of reasons that are beyond the scope of this community comment. Hopefully that trend does not continue. So, how do you use all this information? The key thing to remember is that our hazards are very different compared to those that you will encounter if you travel to other parts of the nation or the world. Overall, we have much fewer weather hazards, and that could cause you to let your guard down when you travel. So when you do travel, seek out safety information for your destination and make sure that you and your family knows how to stay safe when you venture away from home. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.